Hi, I'm Gary Calamar from 88.5 FM, and we are talking with Brett Denon and his recently released album, See the World. Brett Denon, so very nice to see you again.
It's good to see you, man.
Feel your positive vibes.
I love your positive vibe, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We are loving the album, See the World.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about it. I assume you put it together during the pandemic.
Well, I started it right before, and I was making some really great progress, and then everything shut down. And so for the first time, I was given the opportunity to take over a year to make an album.
Nice.
Usually I write a bunch of songs, spend a lot of time writing, and then I just go into a studio for 3 weeks, and then it's done. And it's not like I was working on this for over a year. I was just sitting and listening to it and thinking about it for a long time after we did the initial recordings. Yeah, so started before, and then some during, and then a little bit after, and now it's finally out.
And you do that at home?
Well, we did the most of the recording in Nashville at a studio called Battle Tapes, which was an unbelievable experience. I hope to do that again and again. But I did a lot of writing and contemplating and tweaking at home.
Gotcha. And you had said that the songs began while you were reevaluating your life.
Yeah.
Again. Do you find yourself reevaluating often?
I think that's just the nature of my brain these days. I think when I started writing songs, I was doing it as a way to, it started out as a way to make statements about who I am and my identity, and then it was my way of discovering who I am in the world, and now it's a way of like reevaluating, trying to find out, like, you know, the more you learn, the more experience you have, the more overwhelming your thoughts can get, at least I think that way. And so I use art as a way to reevaluate and to reaffirm myself and my beliefs and my identity. Yeah.
Right on.
Right cool. on.
Thanks for the great mini set.
You're welcome.
See the World, the song, beautiful.
Thank you.
Inspiring. I know you're a recent dad. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that the song was inspired by your son.
Yeah, I would say it's more than inspired. Like it definitely was inspired by being a dad and literally just watching him crawl around on the floor and singing to him while he was crawling. So the song starts out being about him, but I don't really get interested in songs, or at least I don't want to sing a song or put a song out unless I'm really interested in where it goes, like lyrically. And to write a ballad to my boy at the time wasn't enough for me. It needed to be bigger. And so I took a long time to think about how to do that. But once I got the chorus down, get out and see the world with your own eyes, then it opened up a door for me. Like, this could be about anyone. This could be a song for anybody. And it could be about lots of different things, not just about a child growing older, but it could be about the reevaluation that we're talking about, or it could be about just expanding your mind.
And the world, you know.
Yeah.
I know you address
world
a lot
coming
of
together.
Environmental issues in the song about a nice, clean, healthy world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
really
I think
nice.
So. I mean, the planet is the thing that connects us all in a way that it's a thing that we all have in common, other than like having a human experience. So, yeah.
Except for the aliens.
Well, I haven't met any yet. Walking around Hollywood sometimes.
I know what you mean. Another one of my favorites, which we've been playing quite a bit on the air, is the Paul Newman Daytona Rolex.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that song?
Well, it was an idea I had a long time ago, and I finally put it into a song. Because I, on the road, I was watching TV late night, watching Antiques Roadshow, and a gentleman came in with a watch he bought in the 70s, and it was like over quadrupled. I think it was like, he bought it, yeah, it's like 100, it went up 100 times or something like that, and it was something ridiculous. It went from like a few hundred dollars to a few hundred thousand dollars. And it was the Paul Newman model, signature model, Rolex Daytona. And I thought that would just make for a cool story. And I do that a lot sometimes, like just file things away. And someday I make them into a song. you know.
Well, from hearing the song, I was hoping you actually had one that your granddaddy gave you.
My grandfather gave me a watch that I learned about. That's where I got the put myself in the story with my grandfather giving me a watch. And it was it's an old Hamilton that he got from his high school
Hamiltons. Yeah, cool.
Graduation with the it's a metal band, but I think it has elastic in it because it stretches out. Slip it on your wrist.
And that little sort of triangular face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Right.
Yeah. Very nice. Perhaps a deal with the. Perhaps we get in touch with the Rolex people and get you a little sponsorship.
I would love that. I don't know how to make that. You know, I'm not a watch person, a connoisseur, and I'm not even into high fashion, but I do love watches are beautiful. But Rolex seems to be in a lot of things that I really like. Like, I'm a big tennis fan, and Rolex seems to sponsor every tennis event. So.
Well, I think we should get your manager on that to get a deal with Rolex.
Done. She's making a note right now.
You wear many hats. As you said, you're a tennis player, you're a skier, a wine lover with your own vintage, and a painter, a watercolor artist.
Yeah, I am.
And you were actually painting prior to your singing and songwriting.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always painted my whole life. I wouldn't say I was painting very well. I just, over the last 10, I mean, I've always painted, and I've always been a good at drawing, I think, and I've always been an artist, but painting is something that I've pursued a lot more in the last 15 years, I think, and it's become so much of a part of me. I've really, especially with watercolor, I've grown really passionate about it, and so I would like to put myself out there more as an artist.
Well, I could not thank you enough on behalf of the station for this beautiful piece that you did just for 88.5 FM. I'll let the I'll let the kids see it first before you tell us a little bit about it. Some of your musical heroes?
They are all my musical heroes. And, you know, 88.5 plays lots of stuff. You play current music. But then, you know, the thing I love about it is you play all these people, you know.
So who do we got there?
There's the Dylan Hour. We have Dylan and Van. My musical heroes are Van Morrison and Paul Simon, but you could probably tell from listening to me, I'm a huge Tom Petty song. You might not hear the Joni Mitchell, but that was a big part of my life. And like everyone, like every songwriter, I think, whether you like to admit it or not, indirectly or directly, we are all deeply influenced by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I've had a big phase in my life where that's all I listen to, but I think everybody out there is influenced by something that's influenced by
right,
by
right.
Dylan.
I hear you. And Bob is still working. I think he's on the road still after all this time. And Paul Simon, I happen to share a birthday with Paul.
Really?
October 13th.
Oh, okay. I'm October 28th.
Oh, right on. And yeah, I love his writing. I told you I heard See the World on my ride over here, but I also heard Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
He's the best.
And in a way, you know, I thought that was sort of like a fun pop song, but I just love it when they say, "We all on the cover of when the Radical Priest comes to get me released, we're all on the cover of Newsweek."
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. And of course, Bridge Over Troubled Water on down is amazing stuff.
Well, he's a genius. He's a poet and he's a genius musically, but also his production is always so far ahead of everyone else. Like, Me and Julio doesn't have any drums, barely even has bass on it, and it's such a grooving song. It's like those old Brazilian samba tracks, you know, the Jorge Bang, where it's like really swinging and really grooving, and you can dance to it, and you think of it as a dance track, but it doesn't have drums.
He's always investigating music from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we're going to certainly hang this in a very wonderful spot at the station, and thank you so much. That's really
nice.
Well,
that's cool. You know, I was thinking, like,
we might need a part two of the current of yourself in there, and maybe
maybe. I was thinking you could do like for the next pledge drive or something, you could make some prints of that and give those away.
There you go.
Or sell them.
Yeah. Well, I'll let somebody else decide that. But that's a great idea. And you signed it. Maybe we can get you to sign some prints if we do that.
I would. You just send them on over, and I'll break out the number 2 pencil.
Bingo. Well, thank you again for that.
You're
that
welcome.
That was really special. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So I know you're going to be playing at the Troubadour tonight.
Yeah, I am.
Possibly having a little dinner at
Dantana's. I will be there.
And then you go on a big tour crossing the country.
Yeah, it is a big tour, and I am crossing the country, but it's fragmented right now. I think it's just the nature of COVID still. I'm going on tour for a week and then taking a little time off, then on tour for another week, and I do that through the rest of the year, and then in January, February, then I'm like touring in the more traditional style where you just pack a big suitcase and you don't come home for a month.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, good luck on the tour. I was going to ask you how the tour is going and how it is, you know, the audiences.
It's been great. I've been, since the summer, I've been playing lots of shows, some by myself, acoustic guitar, and some with a full band. And I would say it's been going great. And I would say it's slightly surreal. Well, it's very surreal because state to state, things are very different. The way that people behave and the way they embrace live concerts, and ultimately everybody's happy, but they're just, you see the way that concerts are rolling out, you see the differences in America from state to state.
Absolutely.
I'll put it at that.
I understand what you're saying. Brett Denon, anything else you want to talk about?
Just that I'm thankful. It's good to hang out with you. We haven't had a chance to hang out this much ever. And
yes.
I listen to you in the station all the time. I listened to this morning on my drive down from Ventura. So keep doing great work.
Good to know,
and thanks
you're
for the
listening.
Support.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, thanks so much for the songs and the mm-hmm. positive messages, and just thanks for being you, Brett Denon.
Thank you for being you, Gary Calamar.
Right on. Thanks very much. And special thanks to Tristan and Matt for recording this
thanks, guys.
Interview and short set.
This song is called See the World. Where you going, my brown-eyed son? You used to crawl, but now you run. You started off on a road half dark, and the river curled into a question mark. Will you sleep on diamond beaches, dear, and drink from prism streams so clear? You don't have to be rich to get around. There are mansions growing out of the ground. Days go by, get out and see the world. Days go by, get out and see the world in your own eyes. And the journey took you far from home, and it pushed you out of your comfort zone. There's kids out there with war paint on, and hearts break like crayons. Before you left, the world was small. Now the hills are bleeding like waterfalls. There's a lot of bad things that are very shallow, and cries for help with no echoes. Days go by, get out and see the world. Days go by, get out and see the world of your own eyes. It's hard to see what you're going through, and just knowing beat up on you. You spend some time in the waiting place, and the purest nearest things may leave no trace. Go up the mountain top and shine. I reflected on my long decline. I've gathered sunsets in my prime. Now I'm planting trees I'll never climb. Go back, get out and see the world. Days go back, get out and see the world of your eyes. Your eyes. This song is called Paul Newman, Daytona Rolex. This song is called Come Back Kid. Maybe it's a common curse. Maybe things get bad before
the keepers and I wanna become someone. I can't live up to it already done. Don't kill it just to figure it out. Well, it rains, suppose, and then I run out of who's crying on the bathroom floor. Just when I thought I couldn't take no more, well, here comes the comeback. The kid is back, back on track, and there goes my hero. Either the underdog is coming out on top, alright. That's my dog, he was a dog for the trailer park. She went whistling through the graveyard, and she came to raise the dead. I was a stain on her, man, but I found a lover, then I lost myself. And now I'm nowhere, she's somewhere else. And the boys with the brown skinny legs go on and on, she sings. I say, hey, here comes a comeback. The kid is back, back on track. And there goes my hero. He, the underdog, is coming out all the time. Everybody loves a comeback, so come on back. Come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, singing, that's my dog. It's my dog. Never been laid so low, never been laid so low, 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 low. Why was I the last to know? Why was I the last to know? Yes, I was. Never been done so low, never been done so low, 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 low. Don't let me be the last to know, don't let me be the last to know. Here comes a comeback. Kid is back, back on track, and everybody loves a comeback, so come on back now, come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, that's my dog, that's my dog.